A caller to WJCT's First Coast Connect Wednesday wondered whether medical marijuana would be a safer alternative to opioids for treating pain. Guest Bill Gulliford, a Jacksonville City Councilman, said reducing opioid prescribing could be a heavy lift.
We know the political reality of the strength of lobbyists, and especially ones that are well-funded. And you know the pharmaceuticals are very well-funded, and surely they have what I would deem to be a negative impact in the process at the state level.
Around the world, researchers are beginning to explore marijuana as a drug addiction treatment, as CNN reports. For now, Florida's latest expansion allows treatment of serious diseases like cancer. But Orange Park Republican Senator Rob Bradley, who sponsored the bill, says that could change.
Does it work in other areas like addiction treatment? We need more research, and we need to fund that research. And the federal government needs to quit labeling marijuana as a Schedule I controlled substance, because that's completely inconsistent with the definition of what a Schedule I controlled substance should be, because we know that it has medicinal value.
The law allocates $750,000 to Tampa's Moffitt Cancer Center to create the Coalition for Medicinal Cannabis Research and Education. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.